Hey everyone, this is me here Tuesday, October 16th, and I'm just sharing a little bit of politics with you, or just a call to action that you vote in this very important upcoming election, November 6th. And this is a letter to the editor my mom wrote. I created a little website for her little peace group called StandUpAndSpeakOutGC.org. I'll put the link in the show notes. And here's the text for this letter that she sent to her editor in her local paper. And if you want to copy and paste it and send it to your local editor, I just think it's a great one. I'm going to share it with you. So it says, "Dear friends and neighbors, this year we celebrate an historic moment for women, the passage of the 19th Amendment of the United States Constitution by the House of Representatives in 1918, which states, the right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex." Yes, we're celebrating 100 years of the right for women to vote, or at least that's when the House of Representatives said it was okay. It didn't really pass the Senate until 1920. But 100 years ago, it passed the 19th Amendment, passed the House of Representatives. And it's a very important reason to vote in the upcoming election on November 6th this year. In 1848, in Seneca Falls, New York, five women gathered frustrated by the inequalities they faced as women. They decided to call for a women's rights convention to discuss the social, civil, and religious condition and rights of women. They issued the Declaration of Sentiments, signed by 68 women and 32 men. Among other things, it called for the woman's right to vote. It took 72 long years and numerous acts of courage to vote for voting to come to fruition for these women. Women should march in unison to their voting booths to show their appreciation for the efforts of these women. Many of Long Island's women joined them in the effort to change their lives. Elizabeth Oak Smith of Patchogue spoke out, "Let women learn to take a woman's view of things. Let her not say, 'What does my husband, my brother, my father think?' Wise and good and trustworthy though they be, but let her evolve her own thought, recognize her own needs, and judge of her own acts by the best lights of her own mind. Judge what is important to you, your family, friends, and neighbors, and vote." And so I'm going to encourage you, because I also put a little quiz there. How much do you know about women's rights? Because even though the 19th Amendment passed in 1920, women everywhere earned the right to serve on a jury in what year? 1983, 1973, 1913, or 1993? The answer to that question is 1973. Now, the only time I did serve on jury duty, it made me physically ill. I literally got sick to my stomach. I was so upset about having to judge this person's life and decide if they should go to jail or not. The evidence didn't seem clear to me. I had questions we couldn't get answered. That being said, I think it's important if you're going to, you know, be on trial that there's a jury of your peers. Certainly, I think no more time than ever. I saw Elizabeth Gilbert had a post on Facebook about her mom in the 1980s couldn't open a bank account in her own name. So the equal, now question number two, the Equal Opportunity Act gave women the right to have a credit card in their own name in what year? 1914, 2004, 1964, or 1974? Again, 1970s, 1974 is when women got the right to have a credit card. Not in 1918 when they got the right to vote, or 1920, depending on what state you lived in. 1916 here in Montana, you know, Jeanette Rankin, first woman ever elected to Congress, came from the state of Montana. You know, when were they allowed to run in the Boston Marathon? When was a shoe designed for them? When could they attend Ivy League schools as undergrounds? Until the Pregnancy Discrimination Act of 1998, 1988, 1968, or 1978 was passed, women could technically be fired by their employer if they became pregnant. You know, what year could they attend a military academy? In what year did the Supreme Court rule that women could not be prohibited from practicing law? Do you know what the landmark case Reed versus Reed was and what year that passed? Did you know that your husband could make you, force you to have sex and there would be no penalty to him? Till 1993! 1993! Your husband, you could go to court and you would lose. He could say you are required to have sex with him. You could not get a divorce because of that. It was not a legal thing. Sexual harassment in the workplace wasn't considered illegal. Until what year? 1977, 1957, 1967, or 1997? So I think you can check out the quiz is also there. You could download the quiz to hand out. There's candidates there. We made a little postcard for people who live in New York specifically. I think it's for Long Islanders because that's where my mom lives. But if you are interested, like I said, stand up and speak out, gc.org. Check it out. I hope that you will, if not write this letter, work on somebody's campaign. It's never been more important for the environment, for women's equality, for, you know, the state of immigration in our states today. It's so sad what's happening. We used to be a leader in the free world. I believe our country can get there again. And so just a call to get out and vote. You millennials, we've changed these things in the 70s. We need a good leader. We need leadership in Congress. If you don't believe in the system, I'm telling you, it can work. We got these things passed mostly in the 70s when Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter were in there. They were big human rights advocates, activists, equal rights activists. And again, started a little bit back in the 90s when the Clintons were in there. So I know we can do better. And I hope that you will vote, millennials, because I love you and I think you're rock stars. And there's two rock star millennials working for John Tester. I asked them if they would come on the show and share a little bit, try to motivate you, millennials. If there's a reason why you don't vote, I would love to know it. I would love for you to reach out to me because, you know, I think you're some of the hardest working, coolest people, best generation out there. And I would love to know, what can I do to help you, encourage you to vote? Do you feel disenfranchised? Do you feel like your vote doesn't matter? You know, they say Hillary Clinton lost in a lot of elections by 2 votes at the polls in Minnesota. A lot of the cases was 2 votes, you know, and we do have a complicated system. But, you know, people should be winning by landslides, not by my new parties. So get out there. If you have any questions, certainly reach out to me. I'm happy to talk politics as much as I am podcasting. So thanks for listening, everyone. And remember, November 6th.